Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Be real. Hi, Bags.
Hey.
Hey, Matthew. How are you going?
Hey, good.
Traffic on our way to see each other today. Bananas.
Was it?
Did you notice?
In Uber. Well, no, I just came straight from the airport.
And wasn't bad from the airport?
No.
Oh, God.
Easy
from
as.
My place, from the western suburbs, crazy. What about you, Matthew?
Took the tram.
Yeah, well, normally I do take public transport. I love it, but running a bit late, whatever, got an Uber. But also, we were booking our hotel, remember? And we were saying, why is it so busy? It was hard to get a room.
100% capacity.
Really?
Yeah.
All over town? We're like, the
business
is
good
over.
In the hotel game.
It is. But then I realised there's an event on, guys. There's a really big event on in Melbourne.
Yeah, but there's also something going on this year where the restaurant that we went to last night said that they've been booked out since Christmas.
Yeah, but...
And they're not like a fancy, fancy place that's going to be booked out 3 months in advance.
It's pretty
fancy. But it's not like, you know what I mean?
Like no, it's those, just like those... a really good steak joint.
Yeah.
And also we go there every time we record.
They squeeze us in.
And they squeeze us in.
Yeah.
Like every time they go, guys.
But what's going on in Melbourne that everything is just jam-packed?
I'm about to tell you exactly what's going on. And I think this has got actually more to do with that restaurant last night. It's ASEAN, guys. It's ASEAN.
What's ASEAN?
It's the ASEAN conference. It is in...
Are you trying to say Asian?
No, I know. It sounds like I'm trying to say ASEAN, but it's ASEAN.
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 Yeah, I can't remember what it stands for, but I know that, you know, and that's really Matthew's job, and I know he's on it as we speak. But it's the countries. This is this group of countries. What does it stand for?
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Boom.
Oh, so it has Asia in it.
Oh, absolutely. It's no coincidence that
it sounds
like
Asia.
Yeah. Right. Someone's been very clever.
Haven't they?
They've paid some blokes with a
in
whiteboard.
A boardroom.
Yeah.
Totally.
To nut that out.
At a WeWork.
Yeah, brilliant.
No one stole that idea.
No, the whiteboard's just been running hot. To get that one out, and it's worked a treat. So ASEAN is where these blokes from the Asian countries, I mean, we're talking Thailand, Cambodia, Laos.
Malaysia.
Malaysia's involved.
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, involved. On the job. Who else, Matthew? Us, obviously, Australia. I think Bhutan gets a look in.
New Zealand, are they a part
of
the...
I believe so.
Are they a part of the APAC?
Yeah. And so they're all in town. And that... But plus, as the Uber driver and I were discussing, when you bring in those, like, nine blokes, they have got hundreds...
Friends.
They got hundreds of blokes behind
on
them.
On Facebook.
Yeah, there's that. But also, they got hundreds of blokes who have to come with each and every one of them.
To make them look more important.
Exactly.
Because they've got a few Roger David suits.
Yeah, they got the suits, they got the shoes, plus they got the folders. Some blokes got all the folders, some blokes got the highlighters, some blokes got, you know.
Are there some ladies around?
Oh, not many.
Yeah.
And it's oftentimes hard to pick them because they dress like blokes. They want to fit in.
Right.
These ladies have put a lot of work into fitting in with the blokes. So anyway, they're all on board. So each of these, there's a lot of people in Melbourne for that. Plus, we've trucked in a boatload from Canberra. All our blokes are in Melbourne for it because the Prime Minister's here. He's brought his blokes.
It's a sausage fest.
Oh, my word. And that's why the town is jumping. And, of course, the restaurants of a night time, it's like, oh, God, let's go and get a – let's just smash out a steak and talk ASEAN. Shit, yes.
So what are they talking
about?
You
don't have to ask me twice. I'm
sorry, so what are they talking
trade,
about ASEAN?
Trade.
What do you mean trade?
Trade, mate. Do you want like some tradies? Of our butter? Of course we bloody do. We're not mental. What can we have of yours? I don't know. Noodles? Do you like noodles? We love them.
Why did you pick noodles?
Are you joking? Because I'm thinking about what Asian countries have got. Yeah, we bloody love noodles. Right. Rice? Love it. Can't get enough of it.
They also have other things.
We go, do you want beef? They go, yeah. What do you eat with noodles? Beef, idiot. So yeah, we're going to need some of that. Yeah. And then
is it just food or have they got like other things that they do? Like, are they doing like, T-shirts?
We do love their T-shirts, don't we? We go, oi, China, we're going to need thongs with Aussie flags on them by next January 26.
Yeah.
Put that in your notebook.
Yeah.
Sir. Oh, sorry, madam.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to know.
Stuffed koalas. Is China a part of ASEAN?
I don't know.
No, it's Southeast Asia, so it's...
Okay.
Indonesia's here, so we can get a bintang. That's good. Can we get a couple of bintangs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And then we send back iron ore, I suppose. We've got that. I know we've got that.
Yeah.
We've got iron ore, we got gold.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Anyway, the point is ASEAN is on, and it's an exciting time for diplomacy. And the Prime Minister's here, and you'll never guess who else is here. Now, I'm assuming she's here for ASEAN, although I can't understand where she fits, but that's sort of her life story. Fergie.
The Duchess?
Yes.
Is here?
Yes.
In Melbourne?
Not my humps, but the original sort of royal adjacent.
The toe sucker.
Fergie, yes, is in Melbourne. And there's a great photo circling on social media of her, and she popped up for lunch in a hotel. She obviously was staying in the hotel, I guess. But this old lady, well, not old, but oldish lady and man met her and somebody else, like they're downstairs in the hotel cafe. They're having their lunch. Fuck me if Fergie doesn't walk in, right? And so the lady just leaps to her feet and the joy on this lady's face. And someone across the restaurant has taken a photo of them because it's just, you've never seen a human being beam.
Well, how would you and I be if we were just sitting in the lobby and she rolled in? We'd be pretty excited.
Well, you're great at grabbing people. You'd probably say, oi, Fergie.
What do you mean grabbing people?
Bung out a bloody tune for me. I'll jump on the piano.
Oh, yeah. Or the Delta Goodrum. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you're great at that.
Yeah, totally. So but wouldn't you be excited? Like the lady?
I'd probably
what would
be.
You do? I'd be like, think bloody hell, that's Fergie.
Great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you wouldn't want to talk to her.
Well, she's not Princess Diana.
So you're not excited by, like, even though
I think it was
even
funny.
Though Fergie's weird.
I think it was funny. I think it was funny. But this lady's looking at her like...
It's Michael Jackson.
It's... No, that's a weird choice. Who would be... Well, this is a
well,
really
who's
good...
Who's the big star?
This is a good area.
Because Michael Jackson, like, here's the thing. Michael Jackson even is weird. But, like, if he walked into the room, we'd both be like, fuck, that's Michael Jackson.
Well, because he's dead.
I mean, if he was alive...
I know I'm nominated a dead lady, but I mean...
Well, I thought that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but...
Freddie Mercury, if he walked
into the
room. Yeah,
okay, yeah,
you know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah. But, okay, get over the dead stuff. But let's nominate who would make us beam like this lady, like her little... beautiful face.
Right.
Her eyebrows were up in her hairline.
I get it.
I've never seen
it. It's a person that
like
we see
it.
In a magazine all the time.
But that
we
gotta love
the same
as well.
Restaurant
it's,
that you're at.
It's not just that they're famous. Like you gotta
famous.
Love them as well.
No.
No. This lady, the
loves
look on her,
her
face was love.
Why would you love Fergie?
Because she's royal.
That's it?
This lady was seeing royal adjacent and that...
Like she's been in the palace.
Yes.
She's touched the queen.
Yes. She's got the queen, the dead queen's corgis. That's what this lady was thinking. Holy Christ, this lady's raising the dead queen's corgis. And she, the joy was like she was seeing a spiritual, she was having a spiritual encounter. That was the vibe.
I get it.
Right? Mm. Who would be your Fergie in that situation?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, and you have been there.
Yeah. What about you?
RuPaul. I've often thought, because sometimes people will ask me, even Louis, my son has asked me, who's the most famous person you've met? And I'm like, oh, God, I don't
know. Katy Perry.
I don't know. I don't care. Yeah, but it's like, what's famous to one person is different to another. It depends on who you ask. Like, Some people would think Katy Perry is the most famous person I've met.
Yeah.
Some people would think the Dalai Lama is the most famous person I've met.
There you go, mate. You've got a good one.
I've got great ones.
That's a good one.
Some people would think Kim Kardashian is the most famous person I've met.
Yeah, actually, that would be exciting.
Or Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah,
or,
oh, not really.
But some people would.
Yeah, no, okay.
Depends on what you're into. But for me, and I just don't care about any of those people. Like, good luck to everyone. But I think I might...
What about Crystal from Big Brother?
Oh, lovely lady. You really fucking throw that around, don't you? Oh, mate. God, just because you've met Crystal from Big Brother. Yeah. You're so... Oh, no.
She was front cover of Zoomag, mate.
I know, mate. And I haven't met her, okay? So you don't have to keep bringing it up.
Mm. Where is she now?
Well, you reckon she's...
We should do like a Where Are They Now?
Isn't she working at City Surf?
City Beach.
City Beach. I think I could cry if I met RuPaul, and I'm not bullshitting you.
Mm. And what is it about him?
God, imagine. Because RuPaul's got a book out, right?
Mm.
And then I was Googling going, I wonder if Ru's coming to Australia on a book tour or anything, because I would really give anything to see Ru.
Mm.
And then I fantasized and I go, what if I met RuPaul? Oh, my God. I think I might cry.
Yeah.
I'd be so overwhelmed, I think.
Mm.
Just think Rue's a beautiful person and Rue would probably drop a bon mot on me about my inner saboteur.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, what's my inner monologue and what am I telling myself? Mm. And, you know, would just...
There'd be a spiritual moment.
Oh, yeah. There'd be a teachable moment. And
teachable
it's very
moment.
Oprah these days. And
there's another one, Oprah. She'd be great to meet.
I'd love to meet Oprah. I think that'd be nice, but...
Not RuPaul.
Nah.
You're picking RuPaul over Oprah.
Yeah, over anybody. Over Madonna.
Oh, who cares about Madonna these days, do they? Well, I mean, do you go to the Melbourne show where she dressed up as a clown?
No.
Are you a Madonna fan?
A massive Madonna fan.
Really?
Yeah, I've been a Madonna fan since I was 9 years old. Wow. Since Holiday.
But she's just gone a bit weird, hasn't she?
But good on her. She's just doing her own thing. She's doing what she's always done. She's just being herself and doing her own thing and saying, fuck everybody, I don't care. I'm just doing what I want to do. And that's why I love Madonna. She's a great role model.
She's cooked it out right now, hasn't she?
I love
she's
all of it.
She's just gone kook.
I love her fucked up face. I love all of it.
Could have fixed the gap in her teeth with all that money, though.
Didn't want to.
Yeah.
That's her. That's what she looks like. She's so beautiful. I love her. I love all
Not
of it.
Not that she had to fix it, but I was, you know what I mean?
I love like, her bathroom.
What bathroom?
Oh, she does a lot of socials from her bathroom.
Does she?
Obviously, it's the best light in her house.
Right.
And so that's where she does all of her socials from, and I love that.
Mm.
I love Madonna. I wouldn't cry if I met her.
Yeah. Just RuPaul.
I think I would cry.
RuPaul's the only one that you're crying for.
I think Ru was my Fergie.
Mm.
Is another way of putting it.
Now, by the way, star spotting. Let's get on the, get out there and
try and track her down. Oh, Ru?
No,
or Fergie.
Fergs. You don't. Oh, so you're not excited by Fergie at all, are you?
No.
Like, if we got Fergie on the podcast, wouldn't that be a bloody get?
I think she's probably a lot of fun. I think she'd be a nice lady. She's a lot of fun. I mean, she's married. She refuses to get out of the way of that sex pest that she was married to, still lives with.
Yeah.
He's the father of her children. He's her baby daddy.
Mm.
And I believe they're probably going to get married again, which is...
What?
Yeah, that's what they say, mate.
Oh, man.
They say they're going to get married again. I mean, there's not many times I feel sorry for King Charles, but anytime his brother is mentioned, I go, fuck, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Having to deal with that asshole.
Totally.
Your little brother.
Yeah.
Who is in his 60s and an absolute flog,
and
you have to keep saying, no, no, you can't wear your uniform. Mum told you.
Yeah.
I was there. We were all there, mate. Yeah. And just because she's dead doesn't mean it's finished.
Totally.
No.
Yeah.
You're not wearing your uniform.
Yeah.
And neither's Harry.
Mm. Banished.
Yes, you fucking sex pest.
So do you think celebrity, it's nowhere near what it was in the 90s and the early 2000s? Like it's in a different zone now where celebrity doesn't have that value that it
Absolutely
used to
Absolutely not.
Have.
I don't know.
I think it's got more value.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it has any value.
Value.
No, it's gone way down. I don't know
and
that
why
we have
is that?
Proper superstars anymore and I don't know if we ever will.
Like you've got Jennifer Aniston, you've got Brad Pitt, but
there,
and Kim Kardashian.
Brad Pitt's 60.
Yeah, so but there are stars. They're just not in out. So there's TikTok stars.
No, fuck off.
But, okay, well, what are they?
I don't care. A TikTok star is not Brad Pitt.
No, but I'm saying...
what I'm saying to
we
you.
We grew up with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
But the kids, the 16-year-old now, is not idolising.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The glamour has gone out of stardom.
The old school.
Yeah,
But so the TikTok, is that where that feeling is? When they see a TikToker at the shops?
Yeah, I don't.
Is it exciting, like you seeing Brad Pitt? Like what we would have felt like if we were in Los Angeles on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, seeing Brad Pitt walk down
I don't know, mate. Are you excited about seeing a bloke who gets on line once a week and eats pizzas till he vomits?
I'm not.
Is that, yeah, but, that's what I mean. Like, no, but that, or what about a lady who takes things out of boxes and then does that with her fingernails?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, far out. It's just the variety of what you can
God,
be excited by.
Oh, my God, there's that
now.
Lady who does that with her fingernails on YouTube.
That's a very niche thing.
So what are you talking about?
And so there's a group of people that get very passionate about the lady who's doing the ASMR, right? And then it's those 50,000 people that start talking to each other and become a community that love the lady.
Yeah.
And then when they bump into each other and they bump into the lady, she does feel this like level of
fame.
She
feels it, but she's never going to be Brad Pitt, you know, or J-Lo, like who can fly into any country in the world.
Totally.
Can fly into Mumbai, can fly into Tokyo, can fly into Sydney.
All right, so who's doing that in 20 years' time?
I don't know
who's
about...
Who's flying into Mumbai?
I don't know about, well, you know, Ricky Ponting for the rest of his life. But I don't know about... I don't think that will ever happen again.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I remember in the 80s and 90s, then the old movie stars would say, it's over. It's not like in our day. It's not like in the 50s or the 70s when it was real glamour and real movies and, you know, after Studio 54, it just, oh, now they're all gross. They're all grunge and they're not real stars. But now you look back and you go, oh, no, they were stars.
Mm.
You know, River Phoenix, you know, that generation, and Brad Pitt, obviously. Angelina Jolie, she's a movie star.
Mm.
She's beautiful, she's glamorous, she's talented, she's mysterious.
She's at Madame Tussauds.
She's all of those things.
So
sure. Madame Tussauds. But
don't you feel like that's Hollywood? When you see all of those wax figures, you go, there they are.
Now they'll put any dead shit in there.
And Amanda Keller's in there. No, she is.
What are you
no,
doing?
I'm just saying.
Is she?
I'm not saying she's a
she's
dead
not.
Shit. I'm saying Amanda Keller is a wax figure at Madame Tussauds
really?
In Sydney.
In Sydney?
Hey, Google.
Okay, I didn't even know you had a Madame Tussauds in Sydney.
Yeah. That's right near the bloody aquarium.
That sucks.
Come up to Sydney, mate.
I'd go to Sydney, but I'm not going there.
Madame Tussauds. It's like Ripley's, believe it or not.
Oh, look. I'd rather go to Ripley's any day of the week. I'll go to Ripley's in Cavill Mall on the Gold Coast before I go to fucking Madame Tussauds in Sydney to see Amanda Keller.
Amanda, well,
I love Amanda,
she's
but surely...
awesome and...
Yeah, I get it. She's a superstar, but we don't need to see a wax figure of her, do we?
I don't know. We'll have a look.
I don't know who we do need to see a wax figure of, though, frankly.
Well, do you want one?
No, mate. I do not.
Do you want to...
What is the point of it, though? I've never understood. I've never been to Madame Tussauds in London.
So you can get a photo...
Stand next to the... Okay.
...with the celebrity because you couldn't find them.
Well,
so
you can find Amanda
Keller. You can say to your friends. I know, but like... Well, in Sydney, she's a big-timer, mate.
No, she is a big-timer, but that's insane.
Beyond 2000, big show.
I know, and there's a generation of men who just... She was their first crush, and it's adorable. But that's fucked up.
How are we going? What's she up? Does it look like her?
Yeah.
It does. There you go. This is the...
It actually does. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. It's good, but I still don't know what we're meant to do with it.
Get a photo.
Fuck. Honestly. And also with AI, the way it is now, I could get a photo with that right now with an app.
It's so true. Right. Actually, is Madame Tussauds going to be out of business
now? I hope so, because it really sucks as as a tourist attraction. It's really shit. but I'm... You know, I was going to say, I really want to say this because I'm such a big fan of his. Timothée Chalamet. I'm going to bring him up again. He gives me hope that there is a future for movie stars. That kid
great call there.
Is a movie star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's magical.
Willy Wonka.
He's old school Hollywood A-list.
He is. And you know who else I love? Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
That makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
I go, these kids have
there
just got mad riz.
Yeah.
Nothing can bring them down. I don't give a fuck about AI.
Jacob Elordi.
Oh, my lordy.
Okay, so you've
and who's that name... other boy in Saltburn? The creepy one.
Yeah.
Something?
Barry Keoghan. Keoghan?
Yeah. He is creepy because of that movie. He gives me the creeps because the character's so creepy and he's brilliant. You've got to see that movie.
Okay.
You and Yulia have got to see that movie. It is amazing.
Look, you didn't sell it into me with that scene. I was like, you just told me about this scene where he puts the... come in the bath and then drinks the bath water.
He doesn't know it puts come in a bath. I told him one thing about it, that scene where
why was that the thing?
Off in the bath.
Yeah, but that's not the scene to sell me in on.
I know, I told you the wrong
scene. To go, mate, this is bloke,
I told you that.
He wanks in a bath. And I'm going, oh, I don't need that.
There was context around it. I didn't just ring you up one day and go, mate, there's this movie where a guy works. Jack's off in a bath and then his mate drinks the water. I didn't. There was context to the conversation. Yeah. There was a reason I told you that. But you should seriously watch it because those kids are movie
They're
stars.
They're good stars.
And yeah, Jacob Elordi, okay. Guess where he's from? You're going to love it. Brisbane. The Vegas Vapes.
Yeah, great.
The Vegas.
Yeah.
This kid is a superstar. He could be Brad Pitt.
Now, is there a lot more full frontal of the male anatomy happening in movies
so
now?
So funny you bring that. Do you know that about Saltburn?
Well, I'm guessing if he's...
Oh, no. That's Yeah, no. You don't even see peni in that scene, but the end of the movie.
Peni everywhere. Now, is this a theme that's happening where there's more peni in movies now?
I think so.
Like actors are getting their peen out.
Do you think so, Matthew?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because ladies have been doing the breast out for a long time.
And the bush. It was not long ago.
Sorry, but when has the bush been out?
I feel like I've seen a lot of bush in movies.
In what movie? Give me a movie.
Well,
where like The Lion King? No.
Fuck me. The movies you watch.
Aladdin.
Last time it was Aladdin.
Jasmine is not getting a bush out.
Oh, my God. I'm not watching those shit movies. Like, I feel like I see a lot of bush in movies, but I've got a pretty spicy Netflix
SBS,
algorithm.
Though, don't you? Yeah. You watch random shitty bloody SBS crap.
But I'm going to say that I feel like up until recently, you never, ever saw a penis. And
yeah,
now you're right there everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you liking it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that equality?
I'm not. I don't have a political. I don't fist pump it when I see it. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
If it's a nice penis.
Yeah.
I think at the moment I'm still like, oh, there you go.
But like Margot Robbie's boobs have been out in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Right. We've all seen Margot Robbie's boobs.
True. Isn't that?
But we
amazing?
Haven't seen. Oh, have we?
Seen
have,
Kate Winslet's boobs.
But have we seen Leonardo DiCaprio's penis ever?
Nope.
Interesting.
And now it's too late. Now I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No, it's too old. It's a 50-year-old penis now.
It is old.
Yeah.
Do you want to see George Clooney's?
Oh, fuck no.
Little pecker.
It's so funny you say that because I got an immediate chode vibe when you. Everyone just like talks up Clooney. I don't get it. I'm like, nah.
Who?
No, thank you.
Who, Brad Pitt?
Obviously.
Have you seen his?
No, but do I want to? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, look, yeah, no, I'll have a peek. Sure, but I'm all up for it. I'm up for, yes, increased penises. Thank you. Increased penis ratio.
Is this like do they have a meeting at the Oscars and go...
Must have done. Yeah, in a similar way that, as we have discussed, the C-bomb, which I won't say now just in case, well, you know, whatever, but is now just out there on TV and just it's around, it's everywhere.
Mm.
I think the P-bomb, I think the penis is...
the P-bomb.
The P-bomb has...
It's landed.
Has detonated.
Yeah, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oof.
Ooh, and good on it.
Yeah.
Long may it rain.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sparkles. Yeah. If you've got a secret you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page.
Ooh.
It's time to share your deep dark secrets with Michelle and Batsy. Tell us your secrets, we'll laugh and cry along with you. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember the girl who rooted her sister's husband? That's true.
Yep.
Share your secrets with us on Can We Be Real? We're here for you. Remember the girl who ruined her sister's husband? That's true. Share your secrets with us on Can We Be Real? We're here for you.
Bit of a a country vibe.
Yeah, a bit of Delta mixed in with country.
With Dolly Parton influences.
And a mariachi band.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on at the back here. Love it though.
Home, home, home. Oh, home. Okay. So we're just in an instrumental moment now, so we're just... I don't even know if the levels are great here. Like, how are the levels going?
Oh, they'll be fine.
Oh, we're back.
Woo! We're out again. Nah. Yeah. Share your secrets with us on and backwards skate.
Woo!
Woo! And speed skaters now. Beautiful.
Oh no!
Only couples on the floor now.
All right. How good was the rollerblading rink?
Oh,
back in the day?
So I was at Skate Haven fucking every Saturday when I was a kid. And we used to call it Bevan Heaven, Skate Haven.
Would you go backwards?
I tried. But I never perfected it.
Yeah.
But if I could, I'd be out there on that floor and all the boys who could go really fast backwards would be going,
speed
get off! And I'd be going, fuck you, buddy. I'm 11 on my skates.
And they'd always play like, bam, bam, bam,
cha,
bam,
oh,
bam,
God,
bam,
the music's so bam, good. Bam. Well, I'm older than you, remember? So ours was more like, my love's on hold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is a centerfold.
Yeah.
Angel is na, 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 na. Yeah, that was a classic at Skate Haven. Freeze frame. Yeah. That's a great one for speed skating.
Is it? Yeah, great.
If you want to get speed skating the Savo, just get that going. And, mate, you can't not speed skate to that.
Yeah, and then when you're like just slow, you can get Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? That's a real...
Been spending most our lives living in Gangster's Paradise. Just one foot to the other.
Right,
just
yeah.
Waiting.
And then slowly spin. Whoa!
Woo!
Didn't expect that slam into the wall because you've gone too fast.
Yep.
That's how you're going to stop.
Yeah, that's it. I did, again, never perfected the stoppers.
With the... Oh, yeah.
Just bang.
So you're roller skates, not roller blades.
I was roller skates.
Yeah, right. I was a blader.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a skater from way back.
What about you, Maddie?
Have your own skates.
Which is the one where it's all in a row?
Yeah, that's a rollerblade.
Blade. I'm that one.
Blader. Were you, though? Because you didn't know what they were called. So I don't know how much of a blade you
All right. Let's get into the first secret. God.
When I was about 16, I had an amazing MSN messenger conversation that went for about 6 months with a gentleman exploring our sexualities, finding each other. He was in America. I was here in Perth, and it was just a lovely social media online interaction. Needless to say, I was being fooled. It was actually my mother. Now, I found this out at 35.
Oh my God.
Only to find out as I reached 40 that it's been on Facebook.
No.
It's also been a Grindr. I just have no avenues. I think my mom is kind of stalking me, and I don't know what to do anymore, guys.
What's mum up to?
Oh my gosh. Boundaries, mum.
Yeah.
Oh, babe.
Is that coming from love?
Mortified.
Is that coming out of love? Like, what could that possibly be coming?
Yes.
Like, she just wants to know what her son's up to?
Yes.
On MSN?
Yes.
No.
Oh my God, it's really hard. Like they tell us.
But
all.
Okay, do you have that urge?
No.
To want to know what they're up to, with online shit.
Well,
right?
This is what I'm going to say because everyone tells you all the time, you've got to know what they're up to. You can't let them be messaging anyone. You should read their messages. You should have access to their phone. But it's really hard because that feels really
intrusive.
Yucky to them, and
yeah.
They should have their privacy but then at the same time, I'm certainly aware of how that can go horribly wrong and kids can be exploited with privacy.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on Australian True Crime. We've talked about how kids are being groomed, exploited into sending pics of themselves and it's horrific. It's a really hard area. And also, I keep saying this, we didn't have social media when we were kids, so we can't even reflect back on our own experience. This is... Mum just not understanding boundaries. She thinks...
Well, she's playing roles. Like, she's not just opening it up and looking at the conversation. She's actually playing...
She's
playing the other person.
She's baiting him to see...
She's catfishing him.
She's catfishing her own son to see...
What the fuck?
How he will react if a stranger online messages him this, messages him that. Obviously, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I bet she asked him for nudes. You know, are you going for freeze frame? I don't blame you because this is awkward, Matthew. Oh. Fuck, he just wants to rollerblade the fuck out of here right now. Because this is really troublesome, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you she said send nudes just to see if he would, even though she so told him 100 times not to. I'm guessing, but I'm like, what else? As he said, I thought I was messaging an older guy and we were exploring our sexuality. So yeah, what so do you think the messages
stuff.
Were?
He's done stuff. Oh, man.
And then find out that was your mum?
Yeah.
I'm saying to you, you need to nut this out with your mum in a therapeutic environment. This is
for a long time.
Yeah, but you need a third party. Like, this is too much for you to talk. This is not, hey, mum, you got two sex. No, this is, we need to go to counselling.
Mm. Well, first, can we be real?
Yeah, obviously, tell us first and let us just nut it right out here with everyone.
With our professional advice.
Yeah, and also in our Facebook group. Yeah. We'll kick it around. And then, so join that.
Yeah.
And, we'll kick it around.
Then take
there.
It to the pros.
Yeah, Missy Mansk will have some ideas. She's
we'll do a poll about it.
She's unofficial troop leader over there.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
She could kick out a poll about this. But I'm going to put in an early vote for get a counsellor.
Yeah, good call.
And take your mum. Go either say, mum, I want to go to counselling with you. Or just say, mum, come over here for two secs and come into this room. And there's a counsellor there. Hmm. I'm not even kind
with a box of tissues.
I'm kind of not. Yeah, box of tissues on the table, on the coffee table.
Well, there's going to be some crying.
And I would, if this were me, I honestly would do this. I honestly would say it in front of the counsellor. I would say, mum, I know that you were Greg or whoever this, you know.
What?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Greg? I didn't even know any Greg. What? I'm having a stroke. Ah, call an ambulance. Mum, you're not having a stroke. I know you were the person I was messaging that whole time.
Yeah.
And do it, you know, obviously you have to have a session with the counsellor first, explain everything to him or her. Mm. They may advise you differently, but I think that you should be in a therapeutic environment when you confront your mum. And I think you should have backup with you in terms of a therapist to say, okay, we got to deal with this because that is, I'm going to say fucked, but they'll probably have other language around it. And
I can't imagine this being that common for a counsellor. So,
but who knows?
They're pros and they know what they're doing. But can you imagine being the counsellor getting this scenario? And where would you begin
as a counsellor?
Where would you start on this?
Well, you just got to talk it out. You just got to get her to admit it. Talk about why. Talk about what feelings. How do you? It's got to be all those ones. How does this make you feel? How does it make you feel?
Shame.
How does it make you feel to say, oh, there you go.
Like, wouldn't you feel shame?
Of course.
That's the first thing. You'd feel
humiliated. Ashamed. I can't trust you. I can't, you know, I just, it's shattering. It would, I think it would affect your trust in people. This is the person you're supposed to trust most in the entire world. And she has catfished you. So it's going to take some unraveling for a long time, I would think, to say you've got to rebuild that relationship with your mum. Mm. Plus, I think mum needs some work. I think mum's going to have some solo sessions.
She is. I think her only excuse can be that she was coming from a place of, I just wanted to know what was going on.
I totally understand where she was coming from, but it's gotten way out of hand.
Do you think she can admit, or do you think she will admit that?
I don't know the lady, but I do understand where she's come from.
Mm.
In a way, I understand the urge.
To want to know.
It's like that old experiment they used to do, you know, on A Current Affair years ago where they'd send a stranger, they'd film it and they'd go, let's see if your kid will go or leave the park with a stranger. And they'd send a bloke into the park to go up to a little girl and go, I can't find my dog. Will you help me? And of course, the little girl would go, yes, and walk off and get in a car with a stranger. And their poor parents would be going, I've told her 1,000 times, never leave with a stranger. It's like that. It's almost like wanting to check if everything you've drummed into your kid has actually worked.
Without Tracy Grimshaw.
Without the benefit of the guiding hand of Tracy Grimshaw. This lady's tried to pull a Grimshaw without the bloody Grimshaw
vibe.
Finesse.
Yeah.
You know? And look at bloody what's happened.
It's an absolute mess.
Well, here's the lesson. Hey, don't try and Grimshaw it without Grimshaw.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it back, I say.
Well, of course, but she's on the farm with her horses.
Why not?
She's like, I'm done.
Mm.
I've saved enough lives.
Yeah.
It's time for me now.
Totally.
And good on you, Tracy. Mm. But fucking, I am so sorry you've got to go through this, but you have to go through it. You can't pretend it didn't happen, can you? You can't go to Christmas every year going,
oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah, I'd love another potato. Thanks, Mum.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
How do you file it?
God, I've been handing out a lot. This folder, I'm going to need a rubber band to put around this, Matthew.
Well, it's a lovely laptop.
Shh.
It's on your desktop.
Theatre of the mind. Are you okay? This is theatre of the mind.
The mind has to stay consistent.
I'm okay, but now I'm shifting gears.
I'm needing
one of those big, thick rubber bands, please, Matthew, because the be careful file is bulging.
And
I'm adding this into it.
And was using Fiverr with Rajesh online.
Yeah, Rajesh
But now we've
great.
Gone back to paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was his idea. Rajesh said, just...
He's not a very good tech.
He's great, mate. He's great. Don't you look down on Rajesh.
Okay,
he's got
right.
his own methods.
Let's get into our next secret.
Me and my husband have been married for about 10 years. And
Muzzle tough.
We're in an open marriage. But we have quite a few rules to our marriage when we pick somebody to invite into the bedroom. Obviously, the person that comes in must wear protection. If it's the other way around, like I must be in the room and he has to be in the room as well. So sometimes we don't always engage in a three-way. It's just one of us engaging. Anyway, there's very strict rules, but recently I met a guy who I did want to invite into the bedroom and my husband wasn't interested in that happening because, I don't know, we just have this weird connection. I told him it's fine, we moved on, but he doesn't know I've been sleeping with this guy without his knowledge for the past month and I can't get enough of it. I don't know how to stop, but I don't want to leave my husband. I love the guy. We have the best time. He's so open with me and like we just have such a good relationship, but I cannot get enough of this side dick.
Fuck. All right. Jesus. Woo!
Side dick.
Side dick. Yep. Okay, good. Showing off, but okay. This is the risk you take, isn't it? Once you let the genie out of the bottle, you can't stuff it back in. You can't stuff that big side dick back in to the genie bottle. Oh, gosh. I think you'll probably get over it. I think just help yourself to as much side dick as
But does she
is
have
necessary.
To tell him?
Nah.
What do you mean?
Well, because he's already said no, so it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late to go, hey, remember how you said no? Well,
I did
anyway. And you know how we've got really strict rules around...
I broke them.
I broke them. heaps. So I just think in the, you know, just to honour our relationship, I should tell you that I broke all the rules.
Why can't life be exactly the way you're wording things?
Know.
Why can't it just
why
be like that?
Why are people so uptight?
Why can't people just be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stay married.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? When, especially when it comes to cheating, it's a cliche when people go, it didn't mean anything. But as you, I think you can get to a point where you realise, oh, yeah, now I get that. I get how you can have sex with someone and it doesn't mean anything. How it can be just sex and how you can still love somebody else. So,
like these open relationships.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I don't quite get that.
I know, right?
Could you do one?
Yeah.
You could do an open
relationship.
Well,
I've certainly had sex with people I don't care about.
No. What I mean by an open relationship, be married in a relationship whether you're both together for 22 years and both be seeing other people.
I don't think I can handle that. I know that I certainly didn't feel I could do that at the time when I was married. I would never, ever have suggested we try that.
Mm.
But now,
you're open.
Since then, I haven't been in a long-term relationship since then. I've had a couple of shorties, but I have been in a long-term, like a serious relationship since then. But now I do honestly understand how you can...
Want that.
Even you can have sex and have a friendship with someone without it being deeper.
More than that.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits.
Yes. Mm. I do understand that. So... But it's frustrating because you can't, it's emotional, it's jealousy, it's all those things.
When does the emotion kick in on your side?
Oh,
you know,
it's different every time.
Guys are not as emotional with that.
It's different every time. It's different. I think that's the chemistry of it. That's the alchemy. It's like sometimes it never kicks in.
Yeah.
Sometimes it kicks in really early.
Yeah.
But I am a big believer in the chemistry of the honeymoon period of the first 4 to 6 months that you're having sex with someone, that's a thing. There's a reason that oftentimes people's chemistry when they're, you know, you get together, you have a lot of sex. I think that is a biological primal thing to kind of create couples where you have a lot of sex and you kind of bond for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then oftentimes after that peters 6 out. Months, it peters out.
Yeah.
And either you just naturally, that's when you kind of notice the other person, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, there you are.
Notice other things about them. Yeah. Where you suddenly go, actually, he's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Or he's kind of rude to waiters.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's lazy. Other things apart from
or
the fact
messy,
that,
like the house is a mess.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Things you start to look beyond the fact that, oh, we're having a lot of sex and I like that a lot. Mm. Then you suddenly just look out beyond that and go,
what habits does this person have?
Yeah. Oh, is this a long-term partner for me? Yeah. Maybe not. But so what I'm saying to this lady is maybe you'll just get through it. Honeymoon phase with this other dick and then just go
side dick
and then go, oh, all right, that'll do me.
Yeah,
see you later.
Maybe get the counselor from the First Secret into that one.
She's gonna be flat chat,
isn't she?
Oi, Joyce, can we fit in another? Yeah, all right, we've got Wednesday afternoons at 2.
Right.
Can you do that?
How do you file it?
Be careful, because what if you fall in love with your side dick? That could happen.
It probably will.
Sometimes around the 4 to 6 month mark, you go, actually. Yes, he's messy. Yes, he's not as smart as I thought he was, but I like him. Maybe I do want to have a relationship with him. What if that happens?
Yeah. All right, this is the next secret.
I have taken all the gold coins out of my children's money boxes at times because I need loose change for something, one thing or another, and my kids will go and shake their money boxes and ask where all their money is, and I'll say that I've deposited their money into their own bank accounts. That's why there's none in their money box.
Oh.
Well, you best open some bank accounts, girl, because they do not forget.
Oh, yeah.
Do
Although,
not.
I'm not sure if this was at your school, but the Dolomite account.
I don't think they do. Well, they don't do them anymore. I know that.
Where the fuck's all my money that I put into the every $2 every week into the Commonwealth Bank, I don't bank with them anymore. Where did that go?
Did you not pull it out when you were 17 or something like the rest of us?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
it was. Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, the rest
of us. Did you have one?
Yeah, of course. We all had them. And then at some point as teenagers, we all went, oi, where's
did
that
we?
Dollar? My-?
Well,
we
did.
Everyone I know did.
So you used it?
Yeah.
Right.
We all just suddenly went, hey, I just remembered I've got a little sweet stash somewhere.
Yeah.
And we raided it.
Great.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you don't want to be stealing from your kids.
No.
Not a good start.
But you need to get into the Commonwealth Bank as soon as possible. See if you've got an account in there that's
Far
been accruing out. Interest
yeah.
since you were 9. But this lady, yeah, you definitely need to put that back somehow because they will not forget. They never forget these things. Mm. And at some point they're going to go, Mom, where's that account that you've been putting all those $2 coins in? I know what you mean. You need the coins. You think, oh, I'm going to Aldi. I need a coin for the trolley. Or whatever, you grab a coin out of their thing.
Or your cigarettes or...
Yeah, I need some smokes, mate. You need a lot of coins these days to buy smokes. Unless you're buying the special ones.
Go to the tab.
Go to the tab. Mate, I've got such a good tip. I just need $2 and I'm going to turn it into a fortune.
Yeah.
I would open accounts for you.
Yeah, good call. How do you file it?
In.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Because they'll spring you. They'll drive you mental.
Let's get into the final secret for today.
I'm a straight male.
Congratulations.
But I find myself when I'm, you know, getting on with a girl or a lady, rather, I find myself needing to go to the old munch. I need to eat ass. It's just it's something that's happened later in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing disgusting. Of course, it's clean. It's not like I'm going down there and asking them to have a lick after they've done a shit or anything.
Yeah.
So I am being a bit thoughtful with the... process. If they've had a shower, look out, because bend over, I'm going down.
Having a munch?
Yeah, right, eh?
What a way to end the episode today.
I know, right? Sometimes it's about doing a poo. Or not. Wow. Was it you or did... No, it wasn't you. This is was going to be a funny, ridiculous question. I was going to say, was it you who asked me if eating ass has become more popular lately? I really wasn't going to ask
me
that question yet.
Oh, okay.
I just remembered.
I was about to ask you that question. Hey, do you think that's becoming a thing?
I honestly did read.
People are eating ass.
Yeah, I honestly did read a question. Is eating ass becoming more common? Mm. I honestly did read that. And I believe it is. I can only, I mean, you know, yeah, anecdotally, I do. And then this popped up. And I was like, I bloody, yes, I believe it is. I believe it's entered some more people's basic service. We've discussed the asshole basic service before.
It's definitely more spoken about now. I mean, Abby Chatfield, there's a butt plug there. The butt plug thing seems to be a thing. You go to Domino's.
What I'm saying, right? And you so, I mean, only 10 years ago, it was taboo.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Well, I just...
Yeah, I think it was. I think no one was admitting it. If they were going anywhere near it, they weren't admitting it. Yeah. It was like people... Ooh. Yeah. And now it's like all the rage.
Mm.
Everyone's like, ah, you know, got to
get into it.
Got to be in it to win it, you know? Yeah. Like, and I think because of porn, the proliferation of porn, you know, there's some criticism around the fact that porn presents anal sex as just part of the basic service, which it's not. There's some skill involved. Otherwise, it can be very painful. And you shouldn't try and spring it on anyone because it takes some prep.
But we're talking about mouth to ass.
We are. And so that's a different level. But I think the whole ass play has come into play
Hasn't it?
Wasn't. Yeah. So I...
Who starts this? Like, who's the leader of the pack that goes, you know what? What we need to do? Like, is this like a prime minister's type level where they go, you know what? We need the kids to really get around ass play.
I'd love to think of the office of the prime minister's involved.
Who's doing it? Who's just starts this conversation?
This is driven by porn.
That's it.
I think so. Don't you think so? I think this is driven by... People see it on porn. People go, okay, that seems normal. That seems like it's just being treated like it's normal.
Mm.
No one's going, what the bloody hell are you doing back there in the porn?
That's a hot sentence to have.
What are you doing over back there? Oi! You know, remember the old, that's exit only and all that. There's none of that anymore.
Yeah.
No one's saying that anymore.
No.
Yeah, so I think in this scenario, certainly this bloke is definitely leading the charge.
Isn't he?
In his relationships. Mm. He's a very forceful character. He's a very straightforward character.
Yeah.
And he's just saying, listen, this is how it's going to go.
Totally.
And it seems to be going very well.
The munch.
For him. It seems to be going very well for him. His language isn't very sexy, but I think he must make up for it in skill set.
Do you have a sexy name for it?
I don't. But I'm not going to adopt Going the Munch, my name for it. I can tell you that. Oh my goodness. But thank you for sharing.
That's what this podcast is about.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. And, you know, hopefully you've encouraged some other listeners to, go the munch, I guess.
Go the munch.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for today's episode. If you have a secret that you want to share, go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. If you can hit the follow button or the subscribe button on the app that you are listening, that will help push us up the charts, which we would really appreciate.
Yeah, help us take butt play to the world. Like, really need to push it up the charts.
Push it up the charts.
Push it up.
Yes.
Gently push it up the charts.
We will see you next Thursday.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.